Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sora Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Mesechta Uktin. We are currently in the third parak Mishnayos Hey and Vav, and we are fast approaching the end of all of Shas and the opportunity to restart it once again. Today the Mishnayos begin where we've been discussing yesterday, what the issue of Tumas Ochel. And the Mishnah says, Hakosh la'chemes rashi b'samim v'atiyah v'achiltus v'alpopol v'chaos chariyah no'kachem v'kesef meiser v'inam etami Tumas Ochel in divrei Rabbi Akiva. Different types of what you and I would call spices, cocos, ginger or cinnamon, fragrant herbs, tia, fasadilla, pepper, safflower, loaves, all these things can be purchased with the money of Meiser Sheni. Well, Meiser Sheni, of course, being that which we take up to Yerushalayim in the first, the second, the fourth, and the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. It's the additional one-tenth that we have a responsibility to bring up to Yerushalayim. And those things have to go up to Yerushalayim. And you can buy in Yerushalayim, you can take the money if you transferred your Meiser Sheni onto money and then now want to deconsecrate the money in Yerushalayim, you can even use it to buy these spices. But they are, do not undertake Tumas Ochel according to Rabbi Akiva. So Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri came along and he says, "What are you talking about? In milkachim mekesef meiser, v'meimayinam etamin Tumas Ochlin. If you can use it to buy meiser with it, right? You can use money to pay, meiser sheni to pay for these spices. So why don't they have the status of food? Of course they should have the status of food. V'meinam etamin Tumas Ochlin. If they don't become tummy with the status of Tumas Ochlin." Avheim lo yilkachu bekesef meiser. You shouldn't be able to go ahead and spend meiser sheni on it. Meiser sheni money is supposed to be spent, as the Torah, b'yayin u'b'sheicha b'chol asher tishalcha nafshecha, that you're supposed to spend it on b'chol asher tabe nafshecha, in food. That, but you can't go ahead and buy souvenirs. You can't buy admission into the 3D Kotel Plaza 3D experience. You have to go ahead and spend the money over here. And so, lahalacha, we pass in that way as well. The two things are intertwined. Something that you can use to meiser sheni funds for, you should and must be able to contract Tumas Ochlin. However, the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah above, hapagin v'haboser, when you're dealing with something underdeveloped or unripe in terms of the fruit, so Rabbi Akiva metami Tumas Ochlin, Rabbi Akiva says, it's going to be able to contract Tumas Ochel, because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion. The fact is that this stuff is food. It's just missing a certain stage of growth. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Mishavol, Onas HaMaisos, they are susceptible to become tummy with Tumas Ochel only when they get to the stage of separating Maisros. Peritze Zaysim Vanabim, what about hardened olives and grapes? What's unique about hardened olives and grapes? What's unique about them is the fact that, you know, some people can squeeze a little bit of wine, a little bit of olive oil, but, you know, for the energy that's going to be spent going ahead to do this, it's frankly not really worth it. So Beishame Mitamim, Beishame says people do it, and so therefore it's going to be able to contract Tumas Ochlin. Ubeisil Matirin, Ubeisil Matarin, Beisil says it's going to be able to become Torah. Ketzach, what about fennel? So Beishame Mitarin, Beishame comes along and says that it's going to be Torah. Why? Because Beis Shammai is of the opinion that Ketzach, which is often identified as fennel, is only used to prevent heart attacks. It's almost like a preventative medicine. Beisil Matam Beisil says, what are you talking about? It is going to be considered food. V'chein l'maisos. The same rules are in regard to maisos. In other words, in the same way that these things are able to contract Tumas Ochel, so too you can go ahead and you are obligated to separate meiser from it because it's food, and you should be able to understand that you'll be able to buy it with kesef meiser sheni. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.